Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs right after this broadcast from 8 to 8:30 a.m. on Public Access Channel number 6 entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give a look. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. All these radio programs are there in MP3 files. Our TV programs are there that you can view. And we have free Bible correspondence courses and a host of other Bible-related material that is to help you in your study of God's Word. Please go out there and take a look at it and let us know what you think. We also want to encourage you at the end of this broadcast to come to our regular meeting times at the Harrisburg Church of Christ, to our Bible study periods and our worship services. We want you to know that you will always be warmly received. It is our only hope and prayer is to show you your need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. If we can help you in any area of your spiritual walk with God, please do not hesitate to call upon us. Today begins a new year. Let me begin this program by wishing you the most happy new year as we begin the new year of 2017. As we look at a new year, I want to reflect a little bit upon the past year. This is a good time of year that people make what we commonly refer to as New Year's resolution. Things that we plan to do in the coming year or we want to achieve in the coming year. Let me ask you a question, dear listener. Do you remember what your New Year's resolutions were for 2016? Now, let me ask you another question. If you do remember them, did you keep them? Did you follow through? Did you do the things that you had planned or hoped to get accomplished last year? Now, if you're like most people, we make a lot of good intentions, we make a lot of good plans, but we just don't follow through. Well, it really doesn't make much sense into making a resolution if we don't act upon it and we don't follow through with it. But I'm not here to talk to you about New Year resolutions. I'm here to talk to you about resolutions in your spiritual life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Examine yourselves to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that lest Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified?" Now, an examination of our lives is a good thing. And it's something that we should do on a regular basis. I think we need to do it more than once a year. But let's say that that's your goal this year, to examine where you're at. And that's a good thing. Where are you spiritually in your life? What is your relationship with Jesus Christ? Or do you even have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Are you a member of the church? Are you actively participating in that endeavor? Or do you go when it suits your schedule? Or do you go when you feel a need to go? Again, those are things that you need to examine for yourself. But I want to suggest to you today that you need to make a resolution to get your life right with God, to do things not just in a spiritual vein, but to do it in a way that will be pleasing, acceptable, and will keep you in a good relationship with your Lord who died for you in order that you might be redeemed from your sin. You see, Jesus had a plan, and His Father had a plan before anything was created. Before the foundation of the world, we're told in the book of Ephesians, God had a plan. And His plan was to reconcile sinful men back to Him and to bring them once again into fellowship with Him by redeeming and purchasing back your sin. You see, in the beginning, there was no sin. When Adam and Eve were placed in the Garden of Eden, they were in perfect harmony, peace, and they walked with God, and there was no death. There was no sin, there was no sickness, and everything was very, very good. All God said to maintain that relationship was there was a tree in the midst of the garden that they were not to eat of it. But God warned them, if you eat of it, in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die, in Genesis 2, 16 and 17. And so the serpent comes on the scene in Genesis chapter 3. He beguiles Eve. She succumbs to the temptation. She eats of the forbidden fruit, gives to Adam, and he eats. And when they ate, they died. They died that day spiritually. They were separated from God, cast out of the garden in Genesis 3:24. Beginning in verse 15 through verse 19, God passes punishment down to the man, to the woman, and to the serpent for their transgression of disobeying God. Sin is born, and the world was never going to be the same again. And sin brought in all the misery and heartache and infirmities and sickness and death and heartache that we experience in this life can all be traced back to the doorstep of sin. But sin was a willful choice, and sin is still a willful choice. In Romans 3:23, we all make that wrong choice. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's what God's book says. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, we are told that the wages of such decisions is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, in Romans 6, 23. And so we have choices to make in our lives. We choose the things that we do or the things that we omit. And so as you begin this new year, what kind of choices did you make for God in 2016? Let me just ask you a couple things. Number one, did you spend a good time, amount of your time, with God's Word? Did you study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth? 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Did you grow in your grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we are commanded to do in 2 Peter 3, in verse number 18? Or maybe you're like those that were rebuked by the Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 5, in verse 12 through 14, because of their lack of giving attention to God's word. In this text, it says, for the time that you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is, those by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You see, they exercise their senses to know good from evil because they know God's word. And they are putting God's word into practice in their life by not just knowing it, but by believing it and obeying it. And then in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, we are also told, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Dear listener, are you conforming your life to the renewing of your mind by conforming it to God's word, or do you try to conform your life to the whims and the fashions of society and the dictates of society? In Colossians chapter 3, Paul told the church at Colossae, if you then were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting on the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above and not on things on this earth. So where is your mind, dear listener? Do you seek the things above or do you seek the things that are on this earth? What is your focus? Where do you put your emphasis in your life? Is it on spiritual things or is it on temporal things? Do you look towards eternity or do you look through the fleeting nature of this life and everything that is in it? As God's people, we're also to grow spiritually. And we do that by adding things to our faith. In 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 5, it says that for this very reason, give all diligence to add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his own sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an interest will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, dear listener, are you adding these things to your faith? Are you growing in your knowledge and understanding of God's Word? And is that understanding being demonstrated by applying those truths to your lives and conforming your life to the teachings of the Scripture and not to the teachings of men? Now, you're either doing one or the other. Another question I might ask you about this last year: are you closer to God today than you were when last year began and as it ended this year? Do you feel closer to God? Are you actually closer to God? Do you love Him more? Do you demonstrate your love for Him more by the life that you live, by the conduct of the things that you do in your life, and the example and influence you are towards others who observe you in this life? You know, we all have the same hours in a day, same days in a week, same days in a month, same days in a year. And so we set priorities. We determine what's important in our lives. We determine what comes first, what comes second, and so on. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 33, Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you." We also read in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5, that some brethren were commended by the Apostle Paul. Why? Because they first gave themselves to the Lord. They first gave themselves to the Lord. He came as top priority. What about you, dear listener? Is God the top priority in your life? Do you seek to glorify God by living a godly life and living according to His standard, by His teaching, and by His pattern instead of that is offered by the world? You see, God has blessed us with a new year, but we will not benefit from that new year if we don't make the right decisions and choices as we go through this year, whatever God allows us to have. So look back at 2016. Are you pleased at your spiritual relationship with God? Or do you even have a spiritual relationship with God? Do you even know how to begin? Do you even know how to enter the family of God? And once you have entered the family of God, have you been faithful? Have you been diligent to do His will? Have you been consistent in trying to grow into the person and the child that God demands you to be in order to be effective and to be an influence of those around about you? What about it? How good a job did you do in 2016, and what do you plan to do in 2017? We want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, as we begin a new year today, that you put your faith and your focus upon God and to look to His Word for its instruction and its guidance to dictate to your life how you should live, how you should conduct yourself, and how to enter a relationship with Him that can begin here on earth and last through all eternity. We are here to help you in any way that we can. We pray that you'll come and visit us and let us show you the need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. We hope you tune in each day this next year as we